The former Victorian Premier Geoff Kennett's call for the state to borrow money to fund a major rail project runs counter to the position held by the Federal Coalition leader Tony Abbott, who's pledged taxpayer funding for a roads project instead of rail. The state treasurer has dismissed Mr Kennett's idea, saying it would threaten Victoria's AAA credit rating, but the Greens MP Adam Bandt says Mr Kennett's plan echoes what the Greens have been calling for. In Melbourne, Alison Caldwell reports.
The federal opposition leader Tony Abbott was in Melbourne again this morning, visiting the state's traffic management centre with the Premier to push the case for the controversial east-west road link. He says he wants to be known as an infrastructure Prime Minister if he wins the election.
The coalition is committed to a range of vital national infrastructure projects. I think it's very important for confidence that we see cranes over our cities, that we see bulldozers on the ground. If we want to give the people of Australia a shot in the arm, if we want to convince them that things are happening, there's almost nothing better than seeing new roads underway.
The coalition has pledged $1.5 billion for the new road and tunnel across Melbourne's inner north. Labor hasn't. Instead, it's pledged $3 billion for a new metropolitan rail line, which would include a tunnel. Last week, Tony Abbott said the coalition won't fund the rail project. This morning, former Victorian Premier Geoff Kennett entered the debate and urged the Napthine government to make an expanded underground rail network a top priority. He says the coalition should borrow the money to fund the project.
I'm of the view, and always have been, that as our population grows in Victoria, we need to have an underground rail system. And in order to build that, we need to borrow money, given interest rates are lower than they have ever been in your and my lifetime.
Yeah.
Now is a very good time for government to borrow, to start the work.
Geoff Kennett says his rail plan would complement the east-west road link.
That's not to say that what government is doing now is not correct. Of course it is, because my proposal would take years to deliver. But infrastructure, for all the right reasons, is a wonderful investment, not only for employment, but also for productivity.
The federal member for Melbourne is Greens MP Adam Bandt. The east-west road link would run straight through his electorate. He says Geoff Kennett's plan echoes what the Greens have been saying for years.
We should have a serious look at using this good period in Australia's economic history to invest in the infrastructure for the future. And what better way to spend the proceeds of the mining boom than on public transport?
Asked about Geoff Kennett's idea, Victoria's Treasurer Michael O'Brien said borrowing money could threaten the state's AAA credit rating.
We're always looking for opportunities to invest in new transport infrastructure, but it does have to be affordable, otherwise we'll blow that AAA and it means we pay higher borrowing costs on all of our debt.
The federal opposition leader, Tony Abbott, was asked to comment on Geoff Kennett's idea this morning. He says there's a time and place for borrowing money and now is not one of them.
Well, look, obviously I have enormous respect for Geoff. Geoff was one of the great premiers of our country. There's a big difference between borrowing to pay your day-to-day bills and borrowing to build the infrastructure of the future. There's also a big difference between borrowing when you've got the budgetary situation under control and borrowing when the budgetary situation is spiralling out of control. What Geoff Kennett said may have some relevance in Victoria, but I'm not sure at the current time it has any relevance federally.
Infrastructure Australia lists the Melbourne Metro Rail Project as one of the state's top priorities.
Alison Caldwell in Melbourne.